Hier, we holden daf Kuf Lamed Hei, in a new perik. Here, Mishnah says, Reishis HaGeiz, this mitzvah, Matnas Kuna, to give the beginning of your shearing off of the wool to the Koyen, we'll soon see how much you have to give, but Reishis HaGeiz, the beginning of shearing off your tzon, Rashi says, Kol HaGeiz is tzonoi, when you shear off your sheep, ben tloyim, or ben tzkenim, when it's all the young ones, a filo geiz may even do it 100 times. Even the, you're shearing it off 100 times already, the wool, you have to give every time you shear off, you have to give a certain part to a kain. And we'll see later how much. So the Mishnah says, Noyig Boritz of Chutzlorot, whether you're doing it in Eretz Yisrael, or whether you're doing it outside Eretz Yisrael, it's Noyig. The Fnei HaBayis, Mishloi B'Fnei HaBayis, Bezman there's a Beis HaMikdash, and Bezman there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now, Ba'chulin, Avolei B'Mikdashim, it only applies to Behema that's Chulin, and not to Mekdashim. By Behemoth HaMekdashim, there's no din Reishis HaGeiz. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now, Choyme Bizroye V'Lechayayim Uvakevim Reishis HaGeiz. There's certain chumras about the matanos we had in the last parak, by giving just Zroye L'Chayim Mekevim to the Kohen over the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz. Shazroye giving the shoulder, V'Lechayayim the cheeks, V'Akevim the stomach, Noigim Baboka V'Tzoyin, whether it's cattle, whether it's sheep, it's Nagay, any behemoth you shecht, you have to give those matanis. Bimarubim muit, whether you have 100 animals, whether you have 1 animal. Still there's a mitzvah to give this roi of the kevel chayayim. But voracious agay is the beginning, the first, when you're shearing off the wool, and a nagayelab rechelus, it only applies to sheep. That's all. That has a wool. And vena nagayelabim ruba, it only applies if you have a few of them. Well, some say how many, need 5. But if you don't have a few of them, then there's no mitzvah of reishis hageis. Yeah, to the kvosim, the sheep, lambs it could be, but in schorim ben akevis, but not bezim, can't be with goats. So the mitzvah of reishis hageis is only with lambs, sheep, and not with a goat, not with goats. Now the Mishnah says, the kamahu meruva, what's called lot, how many animals do you have to have that you're shearing off now to have the mitzvah of reishis hageis? The kamahu meruva, says the machlekes, Beishama yom Beishama says, shtei recheles. You have to have at least 2 sheep. Shneva the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, Yechai ish eglas boker u'shtei tzoyin. The person should live with eglas boker u'shtei tzoyin. Mash mitzoyin is called 2. See, so by the mitzvahs of Reishis HaGeiz, you have to shear off at least 2 sheep, or two wools, or two sheep, you have to shear off the wool. However, Beisila says no chomish. You have to shear off 5 sheep. Shneva the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Chomesh Tzoyin Asuyas. So there were 5 Tzoyin Asuyas. We'll see in the Gemara Darshan Asuyas Shemaisa says Balayim Vemos Lekum Asay Mitzvah Chadosha. That says, tell the owner, come and do a mitzvah. So you have to shear off the wool of 5 sheep. Yeah. Now Rabbi Doisa Ben Hukin Asayner Chomesh Rechelis Goizizais Mono Mono Prath. You have to shear off 5 sheep. And each one of them, each one has to shear off a mon and a pras. That's how much hair. That was the weight. That each one, you have to give off mon of a weight of wool. That's how much you have to shear off. Chayev is bereshis hageiz. Then you chayev bereshis hageiz. But if you shear off less than that, then it's not chashuv to give the mitzvah of bereshis hageiz. The chomam say, chomesh recheles goizizais. Kol shei, no, as long as you're shearing off 5 sheep, no matter how much wool they give off, even each one is only a kol shei, so it's mechayev you to give off reishis hageiz. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how much you have to shear off from each one of them. Now the kamen neisnin loy, how much wool do you give to the kain? The kamen neisnin loy. So it says you give them Mishkal Chomesh Sloyim Yehuda. And Yehuda used to give them the weight of 5 Sloyim worth of wool. That's how much they would give them. And Shehein Esther Sloyim the Golol. There was 10 Sloyim in Golol. So Mashu, what you, that's bigger weights. So 5 in Yehuda is like 10 of Golol. They're supposed to give them a Lubin of a light soy. It should be white wool and not dirty wool. Whereas the Yisrael should whiten it before he gives it. Shouldn't be dirty wool. Yeah. Kidei lasis v'menu beget cotton. And also, that the wool you give him has to be enough that he can make from it a small bag, and like an avnet, he has to be at least be able to make a garta like. Shneimer the pasuk says titein loy. Says reishis agayz soin chot titein loy. So udashin shehei boy kadei maton. You have to give him something that at least he can make from it. He has at least to be able to make out of it a small bag like a garta, like an avnet. Now, lehispik litner loy ad shetzavoy poto. Let's say the Yisrael didn't give it. He didn't give to the Kohen until he died it, until the Bala Giza died his Semer before he gave it to the Kohen. So he's potter from giving it. Like it's colorful. Yeah, before you're only supposed to give him white wool, and not if you color it. So if you colored the wool, you're potter now from giving it to the Kohen. Livnoi v'loit sover. Let's say you whitened it, but you did not dye it yet. So then chayev and chnami, then you chayev to give it to the Kohen. Yeah, what's going to be halakeach geis tzoyna shanochri? Let's say a guy just got finished shearing off the wool off his animals, off his sheep, and a Jew goes and buys the wool. So lochri is potem rishis hageis. Since you did not own the animals, you only bought the wool itself, so therefore you're potem from the mitzvah rishis hageis. What's going to be halakeach geis tzoynoi shochaveroi? Let's say you buy off another Jew before the Jew shears off the wool, you buy the wool. That's called halakeach geis tzoynish shochaveroi. Yeah. So it's like this, that im shayev ha-moicher, if the moicher leaves over some wool for himself, like he didn't sell all the wool, he has some wool himself, so then ha-moicher chayev, then the moicher, the pshat is, since he left over some wool, so the moicher, now he's a Jew, he has to give the mitzvah reishis hageis. Since he leaves over some wool for himself, he has the chiyuv to give from what he left over. What's going to be loishi? Let's say he didn't leave over any wool for himself, but rather he sold all the wool to this Jew. So lochar is then halakeh chayiv, lochar the one that bought, he has to give the reishis hageis. Because again, like he bought the chiyuv, because since the first one, when he sheared it off, there was chal chiyuv to give the matnas kuna. So now the chiyuv is still here, so the second one has to give it. What's going to be hoyu loy shnei minim? There were two different types of sheep he had. Shchufais ulevonis. So some say shchufis means not too white. Yeah. Shchufis ulevonis. Some shchufis is a little bit darker, and levonis a little bit white. So mochaloi shchufais. Let's say he sold you the darker wool. Avloi levonis, not the white one. Or else, sechorim avloi nekevis. He only sold you the males, not the females. Then alochri is there noisly yatzmai, there noisly yatzmai. Since you bought the sheep itself, so then from what you bought, you have to take off yourself. You'll have to take off reishis hageis from your sheep, whether it's sechorim, whether it's chufas, whatever it is, you'll have to take off yourself. And the moicher, what he has left by himself, and echlami, he'll take off from his own type. Since each one has like their own sheep, so each one has their own chiv to take off their own reishis hageis. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, in Mugdoshi in my time. Why does the Mishnah say it's not Noig by Hegdish? There's no mitzvah matnas reishis hageis by Mugdoshim. So Mars is my time. Mugdoshi my time. Lo yoma kro. Yeah, the Apostle doesn't say tsoincho voloitsa. Well, again, it should be like this. But Mugdoshi my time, Loy, what's the reason why Mugdoshim there's no mitzvah reishis hageis? So my answer is on the kro. The Apostle says, Tzoyncho. You only have a chiyuv to give it from tzoyncho, from your own tzoyn. V'loy tzoyn hegdish, and not the sheep of hegdish, iyapota. So Gemara says, time of the cost of Rachamon tzoyncho. Why is the absurd cost of the posik? Halafok, without this posik, I mean, I would have thought to say, kotshim achayavim breishis hageis, is that true? Halav b'nei gizaninu. Nekur kotshim halav b'nei gizin, I'll have a shear off, it's also the giza. So what's the halav minute you have to give it to a kain? You'll see the posik says, v'loy sogus b'chor tzoyncho. You have a choy, now let us shear off the wool. Subshita, there's no mitzvah reishis hageis. Someone says, Ibu kotchim is bechokinami. If we're talking about regular kotchim, a korban, you're right. But hoko, my skin, the mission is even talking about the kotchim bedekabayis. We amakdish something to the bedekabayis. Let's say, how the baal mumerated the animal. So when you only amakdish it for the bedekabayis ladomim, then the loch is mutta begiza. So on this, you need a prosit to say, still you're part of the mitzvah reishis hageis. Where it says, I've Omer Reb Loza, Kotchi Bede Kabayis Asun Megiza Vyavoido. He is even Kotchi Bede Kabayis is still also the Megiza to shear off the wool and Vyavoido to work with it. So that's only Midrabonin. That's only Yisim Midrabonin. If so, Sakwata the Chemin Chabura thought to say, Hurlu Midiraisa Bene Giza Ninu, since Midiraisa Kotchi Bede Kabayis, you're allowed to shear off the wool. So I would have thought to say, Hecha the Gozes lay, laces lay. Whoever was Gozes did shear off the wool. I would have thought to say, Yechayiv. And Rashi says, Hecha the Yobim, some is over Nisa the Rabbanin. And he was Gozes. I would have thought to say, Yechayiv to give Rashi's Agaz. So Kamashma no is part of. Hecha the Gozes lay, laces lay. But the more still live law, Kodesh law. What's that mean? It's Hegdish. Rashi, Hecha Teska Daitan, and Yechayiv the Mesa lay, me did the Hegdish. What level of what in the Apostle for? It belongs to Hegdish. It's called HaKodesh B'Bal HaChaim Torina Moda V'Rocha. So Eich HaDagdish B'Yim HaGufa V'Eich HaMishkach V'Ad HaNechaim. This is called Limitra. What are you going to pass for? Still a Kasha. Samara says still yes. Sakot HaTech Min HaBurah thought the same. Lifrek. You should have to be Poida, redeem this wool. And then V'Leistavle. And then give it to the Kayim. So Kamash Mano Yipota. Samara says why? V'Boy HaModa V'Rocha. But you have to have HaModa V'Rocha. You have to first be if you want to redeem it, the animal has to be alive. It has to be standing there. Hamod has to be standing on a roch. You have to value how much it's worth. So all these lamand, honi chalamand yom kotcha betekabayis lohoi yibchal hamod of roch. Then it's very good. If you all do not have to have the animal standing to be alive, see, even though you shed off the wool is not part of the animal anymore. It's not like hamodar anymore. On this wool, I would have thought to say you should be paid to it and give it to the kohen. That's good. I need a pasuk to say no. It's still your part of. But there, Lulaman, the Yom of the Mandiyam, it says, Hoyu, that even Kotche Bedekabais is Bechlal HaModa Baruchon, so you could only be Poydirit if it's standing, if it's alive, Michael and Amber. So, Manashalag, if you already shed off the wool, there's no tzad that you have to be Poydirit, you can't be Poydirit anymore. So, what's the tzad to say? You should give it to Hegdi, to give it to the Kain. Omer of Mani Bapotish, Bapatish Mishum Rav Yanai, Hocho Bemakdish Behemtu Lebedekabais, Chutz Migizosoi. Somebody was Makdish his behemoth to the Bedek Abayis, to Hegdish, excluding the Giza. He still wanted the right to be Gozas, to shear off the wool. So in such a case, Sakot Adrimin Arbura thought to say, Ligza is Velesavlei, that you could shear off the wool, and you should give it to the Kayin. Or Makron, this apostle says, no Tzoyncho. You only have the Chiyah to give off the Rashi's Agayis if the Tzoyn, the animal, belongs to you. For Lloyd Sain Hegdish here, you were Makdish it already to the Bedek Abayis. It's not yours, it's no Chiyiv. For the Rehochiv, so, Kotchim is Beich Nami. Even Kotchim is Beich also, I would have thought to say the same thing. Rashi Yochi, the Bechutz Megiza, Okmino, Chutz Megiza Shemuto, Legoizos, Shia, Maiduch, Lukmim Kotchim Bedek Abayis, Tugachim is Beich Nami. Over the Evid of a God, let's say somebody made a tenile at this. And he was Gozas. If you're Muyochi, Kotchim is Bechnami. Smor says, Kachshi, no, you make it weak. Rashi says, Agiza, and he tells us, Machish HaBosor, and therefore it's also Legoizis. Since you're ruining the Bosor, and the Bosor is Kotchim, is a Korbin, it's also to do that. Smor says, if so, the same thing by Kotchim, but it's Nami Kachshi. How could you say that you're allowed to shear off the wool? If you're making the animal weak, you can't, like, destroy the Korbin, the Behemoth Shal Hegdish. Here, Bedek Abayis Nami Kachshi, the Yoma Samaritza, the Yoma Chutz Migizu Kachisha. When he was Magdashit for the Bedek Abayis, damn the value of it, he only meant to be Magdashit for the Giza, and Chutz from the Giza and the Kachisha and the Chanami. As much as I'm ruining it, I didn't mean to be Magdashit that. Samar says, if so, Kotchim Mizbeach Nami, the Yoma Chutz Migizu Kachisha could be the same thing that by Kotchim Mizbeach. You were Magdash to Korbin, but you left over this Chutz for yourself to use the wool, and even if you're Magdash, you'd make it weaker. Samara says, no, I feel like even so, Poshta Kedusha B'Kula. I'll tell you, if you're Makdish Behemoth for Korbin, so automatically the Kedusha is Nispash, it spreads over the whole Korbin. And you have no right to be Makdish to make it weak anymore. Yeah. Rasul Kula Mechubavar, it therefore, of course, even Chal on the Gezer also. Rasul Abu Kedusha is Domim, Gengotcha, Betekabayis. Might loyakdish loyakdish, but by Bedek Abayis you don't say the svara that it should be poshut, it should spread by itself over the obehima. It only spreads on a kedusha chamura of kotchim mizbeach, a kedusha zaguf, but a kedusha is Bedek Abayis, it doesn't spread. Now the Gemara says, "Minotem, how do I know to say this?" The Yom Reb Yosi, V'haloi b'mukdoshim by regular korban, it was said, Hoy meragle shel zuoilo. Somebody says about his own animal, he only wants the foot of the animal to be a korban oilo. The luck is automatically kul oilo. The whole animal becomes a korban oilo, because it spreads. And the afil rabbeinu diyomar ain kul oilo. Even contrary to Rabbi Meir Shita, he says no. The rest of the animal does not become hegdish. Hani mili when is this said? The yakdish dovash and haneshamat luyibo. Only because it was marked as something like the foot, that even if you take off the foot, the animal is still alive. It's not totally the neshama, it's not the life, it's not totally in that. Avol hegdish dovash and neshamat luyibo. Let's say you marked as something that the neshama is totally in that. And Echnami, then Kitcher, even Ramey would agree that the Kedusha is nispashit. A Kedusha saguf is more chomer, that once you want to make just the foot hegdish, or according to Ramey, if you want to make the heart hegdish, so automatically the whole baby becomes hegdish also. That's what's saying also by the Giza and the Krash. Once you makdish the animal, it's automatically nispashit on everything there. So therefore, by Mekdoshim, you take a potter. And the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is only by Bedik Abayas. I would have thought to say Yimchuyev Kamash Mon Tzaynchor, that since the animal doesn't blow to you, still your potter. Rava says like this: the Makdish Giza Atzma, you were Makdish the Giza, the wool. It was your animal, and you shared off the wool, and now you Makdish the wool. In this case, Sakel Daz, I mean, I would have thought to say Sakel Daz Chaminach Ligzars, you should be Gozat, even though you Makdish the wool for Lifrak, and be pointed the wool Blaisavla, and give it to the Kain. Or Makro, the Pasuk says, no, Gei Soincho Titin Loi. It means like this, Mi Sheinu Mechusir Ele Geziza. Which type of wool do you have to give to the Kohen if all that's missing is just shearing it off? But once you cut it off, you give it right to the Kohen. Or Ele Geziza Nesina. Yotze Zebra over here is different, She Mechusir Geziza, hereafter you shear off the wool. Like you will makdish the wool when it's still on the animal. So hereafter you shear off the wool, you have to have a pediyah, you have to redeem it first. And then in the Sina, so that you put, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. In the case where you makdish the wool of your animal, that I would have thought to say it should be poiderut, kamashma no you put. The more elat soincha is sol mayosa, what is the word soincha? So we're not dashing now from the word soincha, but rather from the Pasuk of geis soincha titeloi. So what do we do with the word soincha? What's the soincha mean? So much like a time, like we learn like this, kahemes hashutfim, if two people own an animal together, Chayavas Bereshis Hageis, still there's a chiyuv to give Bereshis Hageis from it. When they shear off the five animals and there's wool there, you have to give to the Kohen a portion. For Rabbi Loi Poter, Rabbi Loi says, no, if two Jews are together, they're Poter from the mitzvah. My time with the Rabbi Loi, what's the reason of Rabbi Loi? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Tsoincho, for Loi Shol Shutfis, only the animal belongs to you privately and not if there's partners. By partners, you're Poter from Bereshis Hageis. For the more Rabbon Lamute Shutfis, Ovi Gechavim. Rabbanim say no, that the Pasuk is telling us Tzoncho, that has to belong to you and not to a guy. If you have a shutta for the guy, then you potter. But if two Jews own it together, that you chayiv. We have Biloy for the Gemara Shutta Zodik Chavim Minoli. How does he know this? Nafgalei may resh to go from the beginning of the Pasuk. Resh to the Kor, the beginning of the Pasuk says resh is to goncho v'loy shutfis Zodik Chavim. That's resh is to goncho mashmi yours and not to a guy. For Rabbonin, Reishis Hageis, Hivs the Kenyan, killing that one from the other. They're talking about Reishis the Goncho. That's the Mitzvah Truma. And they're talking about the Pasha of Matness of the Reishis Hageis. So Rabbonin say, Reishis Hivs the killing that one from the other. So the second part of the Selva Reishis Hageis, only the Lamuitei, if you have a Shutfus with a guy, but Shutfus with a Yisro Yechayif. For the more Rabbi Loi, he had enough to say both. Vov Hoder Arve. It says a Vov, so merely you learn that one from the other. So to say Shutfus Goy is part learned out from the first part of the Pasuk Reishis the Goncho. And now the second part of the Pasuk is teaching us of Reishis Hageis, any type of a Shutfus also you'll be Potter. Even a regular Shutfus with the Yisroel also you'll be Potter contra Beloy. For the more of Rabbonin, Lo Nichter Rachmon and Loi Vov, for Loi Reishis, Hashem to say either one of them. Rashi says, Rabbonin Amiloch, if you want to have a Havimim to say Iskish Lemidi, then it's a question of Torah Shunta wrote the word not Reishis, not the word Vov. Like you're saying, it says the word Reishis was Masha Hifsik, divide. Then Vav puts it back. If it's true, you're learning out one from the other, shouldn't have said Reishis either. So since the Pasuk does say the word Reishis, about there's a Hifsik here, and you did not learn out one from the other. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, you need two Pesukim, both of them tell us that shutfus akum with a goy yipoter, but a shutfus with the yisrael and a chlam yichayiv. For Rabbi Loi, what does he do with this? Aydi dahai kedushas donim, vai kedushas aguf, posiklu. The members in the two different parishes, one to kedushas donim and one to kedushas aguf. Rashi says, truma kedushas aguf, she'asu lezar mazar keni truma. Parishes hagez though, that's called only kedushas donim, mizvamoyin biyam or kedushas lav davka. But really, parishes hagez, the wool, really has no kedusha at all. It's time a momnistic alochas, the money of it, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, it's a matnas kuna. See, if Rabbi Loi holds, the pasuk has to make a hefsek here now, because of two different parshas. Resh is the gun, because talking about truma, that's kedusha saguf. Resh is the gaze on the kedusha's dominant. So it's good what the Torah had to say the word resh. And then, vod azamu. And then the Torah says the vod to put them together, that you could learn out one from the other. Skits after machloikis. The boy said, if you want to say it like this, shut v'savik yechavim b'truma rabbonin chiyuvim mechayiv. It could be no, the rabbonin shiitir is enechnaim, that shut v'savik yechavim he yolz yechayiv in truma. The rabbonin hold yechayiv in truma. The tani will learn like this, Yisroel v'yavik yechavim shelokhu sade v'shutvis. What's going to be if a Jew and a goy bought a field together and now they have a tfua growing there? So it says a lot like this. So Tevel v'chulam u'rovin zebezeh divrei Rebbe. These are words of Rebbe. Rebbe takol mashma, the portion that belongs to the Jew is chayiv in shum. It's called Tevel, and the portion that belongs to the guy is potter. You see clearly shut v'sakum yichayiv. The chelik of the Yisrael is chayiv. The Rashi says Yivoy said gesen now shut v'sakum b'truma rabban od yichayiv. The chelik of the Yisrael is chayiv, and therefore you can't patter shutfas v'chavim b'reishas agayis from the sekesh shetruma, because by truma taki yichayiv. Therefore, in another pasuk, sein chol lemutei shutfas v'chavim. That's the pshat. Or the gon chol lemutei digma v'chavim. That's all. Another chavim shlok l'sod she Yisrael. The idea of the chiddush is, if the field belongs to the goy, then you patter from truma. But in the case where there's a shutfas here, sein echanami. The part that belongs to the goy is potter from truma, but the part that belongs to the Jew, that part is chayiv in truma. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, "No, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel Oimer, no, shall Yisrael chayiv? The same thing that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, shall Yisrael chayiv? The part that belongs to the Jew is chayiv. Shlodik Chavim is potter. So Rabbi holds mashm. It's mixed up together. Means everything is also. We don't know what's what. So what's the machlokes over here? Ad kan loy pligil de masov yesh breira masov rein breira. Rebbe old zain breira. That we can't say what's going to be divided up later when they'll divide. The Jew takes his portion, the girl takes his portion. We can't say that division they make later. We'll see as if that's the way it was now at the beginning also. So the part that goes to the Jew is tevel, and the part that goes to the girl is chulin. That you don't say. You don't say yesh breira. Therefore the beginning is all mixed up together. So even the part that goes to the girl, we have to be afraid, maybe really that was the part that's supposed to go to the Jew, and it is chayiv and tevel. So it's all mixed up together, you don't know what's what. That's Rebbe Shita. And the Shimon Gamliel holds, no, you say yesh breira, that the division, what in the chalukah they make later, we look as if that was here right now, and the portion that goes to the Jew was always his as chayiv and tevel, and the portion that goes to the goy is always his, and he's potter. But everybody holds, avashut v'zev gechovim, Divri Hakol Chayeves, everybody else taki chayiv in truma. The portion that belongs to the Jew is chayiv in truma. So that's another pshat nebrayin tells the kasha before. Even though you have a hekesh of dogon to reshes hageiz, but by mitzvah of truma nechnam shutvas biyakim is still chayiv in truma. Therefore, we need a special post to teach us that shutvas of anakim a reshes hageiz yipoto. The boyis and mikvah that I can answer you here is. Both halachas, according to Rebbe Loi, we learn out from the word soincha. It's like this. Shutfas devik echavim, enachnami. Dika posik mitzvayincha teaches us that if a Jew has shutfas with a guy, he's parted from the mitzvah reishas against. But let's see, what's the svara? So he says, Rebbe Loi like this. Mitzvayin nafka. So shutfas devik echavim. My timer, what's the reason why you're parted from the mitzvah? Le miyach le Yisrael. Because there's no special part that belongs to the Jew. And to learn miyachid lei, If so, Yisrael Namin Lam Yachad Lei. There is vice versa. When the Shutfas Akam is potter, because it has to belong to the Jew completely, and not if it belongs to two people. So the same swear applies to Shutfas of Yisrael also. When you have a Shutfas of Yisrael, same thing, it's not Miyachad for the Yisrael, Nech Nami. Therefore, you still be potter from Rishis Agais. So according to Rabbi Lezer, it's a Sibara. That both would be the same way. Both of them yipata. The Rabbonin say no. That's what is the p'tur. When you have a shutfus with a goy, since a goy is not the pasha altogether, that makes the p'tur. Yipata from the mitzvah. But I tell you, Yisrael, when you have a shutfus with a Jew, since the other Jews also mechuyev in the mitzvah, so together you mechuyev in the mitzvah. So Rabbanan say, you be chayev in Reshus Hageis. Omar Rabbi says, Moidi Rabbi Loi b'truma. Rabbi Loi agrees though by the parasha of truma. Alpha Gav d'chiv, the apostle says, d'goncho, that the doch in the shutfus loi. That's why I would have thought to say, d'goncho b'mashmo, you only have a chiyev on your own tfuah, not if you have a shutfus. That's what I would have thought to say. But still, it says the word truma seichem, mashm even shutfus also. The Rashi says, "Omer Rav Avpi the potter of the loy b'shutfus the reishis agayis moedu b'chol hanad yom lekamei yeah that yichayiv by truma he holds yichayiv because the boss says truma seichem mashm l'shnayim. So even though the loy holds the reishis agayis shutfus Yisrael is potter, but by truma he'll agree shutfus Yisrael is chayiv because the boss says truma seichem." But the Gemara says, Yisrael, the Goncho, Lamut, Lom, what in the post of the Goncho for? Lamut, Yishutvus, Ovi, Gehovim. Dev, Enoch, Naim, that much he agrees. If you have a Shutvus with the Goyi, then you potter. But a Shutvus by Yisrael, even though it's a Surah to say you should be potter like Rachel's Agayis, but by Truma, since the post says Truma Sechem, you'll be Chayif. Now the Gemara says, Chal, same thing by Chal also. Alpha, God, Yichsiv, Rachel's. Vehicle, Lemay, Manelif, Rachel's, Rachel's Agayis, that Mal, Halan, did Shutvus Loi. Just like Rabbi Loi holds that by Reshus against two Jews, Beshutvis, only animals, they're part of the mitzvah, Avkan, Shutvis, Lo, who are then here by Chalif, two people own the dough together, two Jews, Vividapoto. No, Rabbi Loi agrees, Kosar Rachmon, the Torah writes over here, Arwi Sasechem. It says the word Sasechem, Mashma, plural, even though the dough belongs to two people, still Yechayiv in Chalif. But if said a time, the Kosar of Arwi Sasechem, Kosar Sasechem. Halavok without this post, I mean, I would have to say, near the Mauritius Sagei, that you should be proto, that Shutfus is proto. For the more Mauritius Sagei is Adarabba, near with me Truma, less than our Mauritius Sagei is from Truma. Bachala, I mean, what did he say without this, put out this post of Chala? Without our Mauritius Sagei, I would have learned it out from Mauritius Sagei that you're proto, Adarabba. Learn Adarabba, near with me Truma, learn out from Truma, as you say, Yechayiv. Mahochinam is like a true. Even without the word Arusasechem, I would know Chala, Shutfis is Chayiv, could learn that from Truma, because Chala is also Truma. If so, El Arusasechem is a Lashon plural, Lomli, what do I need it for? Kedai Arusasechem is by telling us how much dough you have to have to be Mechayiv in Chala. It says, Kedai Arusasechem b'midman itnulhem, Torah v'shom nemulhem, Kedai Arusasechem shalachshav Chayiv b'chala. The Kam Yisrael midbar, Oymele v'gyalas, Oymele asiris v'yifah, and 1/10 of an eifa. So that's how much Shemuchuyiv comes out to be 43 eggs and a fifth. 43 and a fifth eggs, that's how much dough you have to have. So some say it's between 3 pounds and 5 pounds. If you bake a challah 5 pounds, you take off with a bracha, and you bake just 3 pounds, you take off without a bracha. So that's what the Pasuk says in Rishis Sechem, how much dough you have to have to mechayiv yourself in challah. Now tell you, the mitzvah tell you also, Afa God, even the pasuk says, "Sodcho, didoch in shutfus loy." B'mash miyoni chayv in peya. If you own the field, not for shutfus, but still cost rachmona. Throw a right to the kutzrachem as ksir atzachem. Again, loshen rabbim, even two people is a mitzvus peya. In sod the gemara is elas sodcho. Long one in the pasuk sodcho for lamute shutfus ad gechavim. Reitzes you have a shutfus with the girl you potter from peya. Now bechora mitzvah by bechora. Afa God, you still call habechor. Ashi yivolu b'mkorach v'tzoyncho. Zmashme b'korcho yu'a b'kor. Didoch in, b'shutfus loyiv. You have a shutfus yipotah from b'chor. Because Rachmano v'choros v'korchem v'tzoinchem. Must be Moshe Rabbim. Two people own an animal together. The b'chor is chayiv. Yichduches b'chor. Elim so b'korchem v'tzoinchem lomali. Lamut yishutos avgachovim. If you have a shutus with a goy in the animal, and then it gives birth, so you put it from b'chor. Mezuzah. Mitzvah mezuzah alpha gav dichtiv beischor tidochin shutus lois mashma v'yava the house. Peshut v'si put it from mezuzah. Because Rachmon l'man yibu yimechem v'meivanechem. Lashon Rabbim. If so, v'yela beischor l'man yosu in the process of beischor mashma your house. Lekid rabba, the yom rabba, derech b'yoscha min hayimin. Means you have to put up the mezuzah on the right side of the door. Derech b'yoscha, the way you come in, the right side and not the left side. Penachrami, a house of shutfis, you also chayiv, because of the pasuk of, or l'man yibu yimechem v'meivanechem. Mashma, even you have kids, a few people in the house, still you have chayiv to put up a mezuzah. All right, we'll stop here.